It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Well, I guess Mitch Keller wants to send a message that he ain't exactly happy, that he was not included in the All-Star game. What do you think?
Yeah, made quick work of the first couple batters.
He struck out the first two, and then I didn't say he got the third one out. Was it a strikeout or was it a ground out?
It was a strikeout.
Okay, three straight strikeouts. And that's all you need to know there, right? It's just amazing to me, really, if you think about it.
I would imagine that he is going to eventually get in as a replacement for someone, whether it be, now he could be in line to start Saturday or Sunday. Could that take him out of line to pitch Tuesday? We'll see. But I would think that whether it be an injury that comes up, somebody that pitches on Sunday, Keller's going to be named to the All-Star game.
Yeah,
well, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, it is. It is one of these things where, if you look, I did not realize that his numbers in terms of his ERA and his WHIP were that far down. I thought he was closer to the top. So there's other guys that actually probably have.
You mean closer to four or closer to three?
Closer to the top of the list.
Yeah,
I didn't realize his numbers were. I thought he was. You know, I thought he was top 10 in those categories.
Well, he gave up six. I think five of them were earned in his last start over five innings. So right. That ballooned his ERA a little bit.
That certainly doesn't help, for sure. But like when we looked at his numbers before, his WHIP, his WHIP is actually. He's actually behind Falter and Jared Jones on that list. I mean, he's outside the top 50. He's 53rd in WHIP, which is, you know, there's a lot of guys in between him and the top. Strikeouts for nine. You know, he's, 46th in strikeouts per nine. ERA. He is 35th. So, I mean, if you look at all these numbers, and I guess if you, you know, have to have a war, right? War, he is 41st. So, I mean, I don't know that he's, like, I don't know that he would be the next guy, would he? War, W-A-R, war. Yeah, I don't know that he would be the next guy or the next three or four guys.
Yeah, there's a possibility that he would not be.
Yeah, I didn't realize, like I said, when I started looking at all his numbers.
But he had a 3-2 ERA against Cincinnati before that start against St. Louis where he gave up the six.
Right. It just feels like it's one of those situations where, there's other guys in between him and the top of the list. I do find it, you know, amazing that the one stat that he probably – is closer to in that conversation is wins, and there's a lot of these new-aged baseball guys who don't think wins are all that important for a pitcher. I don't know. What do you think?
Keller, I'm just pulling up the NL instead of just all Major League Baseball. In terms of wins, is currently tied for fourth.
Right.
The guys that are higher, Chris Sale, All-Star, Ranger Suarez, All-Star, Aaron Nola, I think, is an All-Star.
Yeah, he is.
And Sonny Gray of St. Louis.
And he's tied with Wheel. Wheeler.
Yeah, he's tied with Zach Wheeler, who's an all-star, and Gavin Stone of the Dodgers, who's had a good year so far.
That's the thing. If you look at the Philly staff right now, you know.
Philly's had, what, 7 all-stars?
but again, they probably deserve that many.
Yeah, they do, as the best team in the NL. Their bullpen, I think, got a couple guys
in. Yeah, their best team. They're the, not just the best team. I mean, they've got 3 guys on pace to have 200 innings and 200 strikeouts. Think about that.
Yeah, that's unreal. Longevity and health.
And for all of the, you know, analytics wonks out there, all 3 of them have a whip of 1 or less. So, at the end of the day, 200 innings, and frankly, they're all on pace to win 20 games, which we don't usually get 20 game winners anymore.
No. It's only happened, what? I think we said once 2 years ago. I don't think it happened at all last year. There was 1 year in the last 5 years that it did not happen at all. And it's either happened 1 or 2 times.
If you think about it, 20 game winner with 200 strikeouts, 200 innings. Like, how many of those guys probably in the last 25 years?
I'd say 3 or 4.
20, 25 years. The Phillies might have 3 right now, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, the bender that they're on right now is unstoppable.
And the thing about them, they've got lots of money. They've got lots of trade chips.
They have a lot of depth in that organization.
They have a lot of depth. They're going to probably make a move or two to get better.
Yeah, I've seen reports that they are in talks on a lot of different guys to try to make a big splash and try to get another bat.
Yeah.
To add to a lineup that already has Schwarber, Bohm, Realmuto, Harper, Trey Turner. Like, where do you fit a bat in that lineup? Castellanos probably in the outfield.
Aren't they the ones that have been talking about Cody Bellinger?
Yeah, Cody Bellinger. Would you DH him?
Well, you got Schwarber to DH.
Yeah, because you don't play Schwarber in the outfield anymore. So Bellinger would be your starting center fielder then.
Right. So that's the key to me. But it'll be kind of fun to sort of see how it all plays out. That's the big thing. How does it all play out when it comes to... Now, the other thing is for the Pirates, there are conversations to be had about possibly trading. Like we talked about the other day, and everybody got all mad at me because I suggested that if the right deal came along for Mitch Keller, you would make it. But people lost their minds about it. And, of course, you know, I had all the usual numbskulls who act like they're experts on baseball and clearly they don't know. First of all, they don't know a thing about the Pirates. They're just fanboys. And secondly, they don't understand baseball.
Oh, they also didn't watch the video. They just went off of a caption and made their own assumptions.
Exactly. But the reality of the situation is that if you think about it, his contract is something that is actually a strength in terms of what you might be able to get for him because he is signed. That's the big thing.
Yeah, but he's signed for a reasonable number.
That's the point.
And he's pitching over that reasonable number in terms of the quality of...
Which is the point.
Which is the point of why you keep him.
Well, no, I'm saying that is the point. He's going to be 29 years old next year. But you have him signed 15, 16, 18, 20. You think... Let me ask you a question. Do you really think in 2027 the Pirates are going to pay Mitch Keller $18 million?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's a very difficult question to answer. I think
31-year-old pitcher, they're going to pay $18 million?
I think yes, but it's very easy to say no because of just the history that we've seen in this organization.
2028, a 32-year-old pitcher, they're going to pay him $20 million?
Yeah, that I don't see.
Okay. So really, we're talking about 2 years.
You're talking about 25, 26, 27. Maybe three.
Two. I don't see them paying him $18 million at 31 years old. So my point with him is, you have him signed to a very team-friendly deal. His value as a pitcher right now is as high as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but 31 for a pitcher, the cliff doesn't fall off at 30. Not for a lot of major league hitters.
But they like their guys to be younger than that.
They do.
All I'm saying is, you've got 4 years of control at a very team-friendly number for a pitcher, right? And again, I'm not saying give him away, but if someone came along with a really knock your socks off kind of deal, you know, I would say you have to think about it.
But that is like you keep rebuilding. It's just, all right, well, we have a good player. Let's trade it off.
Are you really rebuilding when you already have Jones, Skeens, Falter? You have Oviedo coming back. You have Ortiz. You know what I mean?
But you're not talking about trading a three starter. You're talking about a top of the rotation guy.
Well, he's your third starter behind Jones.
I think he's better than Jones.
Behind Jones and Skeens, he's your top two. And those are your top two guys. I mean, numbers don't lie. All I'm saying is those two guys are at the top of your rotation. You've got, you know, Falter, who is pretty good. You've got Oviedo coming back. You've got, you know, you got the Ashcraft. You've got Bubba Chandler. You've got guys that are already, you know what I mean? It's not like your rotation. If you trade Mitch Keller, you're basically saying, oh, well, our rotation can't compete next year. Actually, I think your rotation would be fine. But here's the thing. You would have to guarantee me that the $15 million you're saving, you're going to spend on another player. That's the key.
Yeah, do you think that they're going to do that?
Well, that's the key.
That you can't that's guarantee the question. Or hold your breath on. And your team's dream of having this type of big three at the top of the rotation. I just don't understand. I can't fathom getting rid of it when you have it. At least at this point, especially.
I don't completely disagree. But I think the idea that it should not even be on the table is silly.
Well, we've also seen Ben Charrington's trades. Like, what prospects has he brought in that has really done anything? Andy Rodriguez, I guess you can say so, but he's gotten hurt. He's not playing at all this year. Like, out of the trades that they've made, the Starling Marte was the first deal that they made. They acquired Leover Peguero, who's stuck in AAA, and a pitcher who's, I don't even think, has reached AA. Who else have they traded that have been valuable guys? I mean, the deal that they got Oviedo in for Jose Quintana is probably one of the better trades.
Right.
That's basically it. Right? I mean, the Colin Holderman deal, trading away Vogelbach for Holderman. Those are the main two that stand out to me. Other than that, there's not a lot of moves that Ben Charrington has made on the trade front that I've been impressed with.
No, but again, I mean...
So that's why I hold my breath.
Right, but my point is you got to give him the opportunity, right?
Well, he's had opportunities.
I'm saying...
With other deals.
He's in charge right now. He's in charge. So if they're going to make deals, it's going to be him making a deal. No matter what the deal is, no matter if it's getting rid of Perez or Chapman or whatever, you know?
Well, yeah, Reynolds at this point are probably going to go. They're going to go to other teams like Chapman and Perez and Gonzalez and maybe even Rowdy Tellez.
I was going to say.
Why not sell high on Rowdy Tellez right now?
If you can,
If you are selling, Rowdy Tellez is potentially going to be able to bring something back. Like that Jose Quintana deal. I mean, he was on an expiring contract,
right?
Had a pretty good season, and you were able to acquire a four, maybe a three starter in Oviedo.
Right. All I'm saying is I think if you're the Pirates, you have to be proactive. And proactive doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go out and get Reynolds or you're going to – I mean, you might make a deal for somebody like a Mitch Keller or even a Bednar. I know that. Yeah, well, he's – Listen, my question to all of the people that lose their minds and were spitting at their monitors and saying I'm doing hot takes and all that other crap last week when I suggested that Mitch Keller and Bednar could be traded, Do you want a team that's going to be 78 wins this year, 79 wins this year, and 79 wins next year? Or do you want to have a team that might have a chance next year if you make the right moves to win?
I think Bednar would have to be in the offseason because his value is not very high right now.
Well, he's hurt, obviously.
Due to the injury and the inconsistencies this year.
He's hurt. My point is, I think when I look at your bullpen with the Holdermans, I mean, the Nicholas kid, I think, is whatever his name is, Nicholas. That kid's getting better. He's got a good arm. He's got a live arm. You got Holderman. You know what I mean? You've got guys down there. And they've never had a hard time finding somebody to close the game.
Yeah, but their lack of depth has been exposed this season.
Well, they keep getting guys hurt. I get that. But you can go get relievers to do your sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. The biggest thing is, who is going to shut the door at the end of the game? I think you have some options. All I'm saying is, if you were able to get something of value back for Keller or Bednar or both, plus the money that you were saving on Keller, you should be able to make your team much better next year. And you might acquire enough prospects that at the trade deadline next year, you might be able to go get a real legitimate player or two with the chips that you have to trade to make the final stretch, you know what I mean, at the end of the year.
I'd be much more willing on Bednar than Keller.
All I'm saying is, it's not out of the realm of what would make sense.
No, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
And especially since they have never had a problem identifying the Martin Perez's, the Marco Gonzalez's, the Rich Hills, all those kind of guys that you can sign one of those guys to be your fifth or sixth starter. You know what I mean?
But you're talking about an innings eater compared to a guy at the front end of your rotation that's made the All-Star game a couple times.
But my point is, you have those guys. It ain't like you don't have those guys. My point is, you have enough options to fill your rotation out that it should be good. With or without Keller, your rotation should be good next year.
So if a Keller trade were to happen, you would trade it for bats?
I would trade it for maybe a couple of controllable bats and, you know, maybe a reliever or a relief arm or something. I don't know. I mean, I would have to see what the deal looks like. But obviously, yes, that would be something. Now, again, here's why I wouldn't do it now. Well, I might. I don't know. I'd have to see the deal. Everybody says, oh, you're crazy. You wouldn't do that. Okay, well, you don't even know what the deal is.
Yeah, Baltimore's offering their two top prospects who are blocked right now, who are supposed to be like big-time hitters, and everyone knows it. Then you have to significantly consider it.
Right.
I don't think it'll happen.
Like I said this the other day, I was talking to somebody about this, and they were going on and on and on. Oh, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. There's no way. I said, okay, let me ask you a question. What if Baltimore offered you Gunnar Henderson and their two top prospects? You wouldn't do that?
Well, that's true.
Well, my point is, so there are some deals out there that you would think about.
Realistically.
Yes.
Like, Gunnar Henderson's going to win the MVP in the American League.
I get that, but my point is, there are deals out there if somebody were to knock your socks off.
Yeah, you were blown away.
Obviously, the Orioles aren't going to do that. It'd be stupid. That's not what I'm saying, because that'll be the next thing. Oh, he's saying that they're... No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are deals out there. Before you shut it down, there are some deals out there that I might have some interest in.
Yeah, my point is 2013, 2014, 2015, when you had Garrett Cole at the front end, Burnett winning 15 games or so, Jay Happ's revelation in the second half, Lurianno doing what he did. Teams that are winning playoff games and go to the playoffs and are good are built on the starting rotation.
Right.
Now, that was also the argument that you can make this year, that the front end of the rotation get the job done, and clearly we've seen that it's more than that.
Right.
And if one lever turns on, the other one turns off. The rotation does well, the bullpen flounders. Or if the bullpen's doing well and the rotation's doing well, they can't hit anything. So it's got to be a little bit more of a combination of that. But if you have three horses, if you have it, I just think it's dumb to get rid of it because everyone's chasing it.
Well, everyone is chasing it, but you have those guys, right? You do have those.
Well,
we don't
know. Bubba Chandler hasn't thrown a major league pitch.
No,
he hasn't thrown a pitch in AAA.
He hasn't.
Braxton Ashcraft had an arm injury that kept him out for a year.
Right.
How good is Thomas Harrington? I don't know.
Well, I mean, well, all I'm saying is, if you look at 2013, when they really they won the wild card and probably should have even won the NLDS, right?
There's no doubt.
They had Burnett, obviously. Burnett actually had a losing record that year. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
In 13.
In 2013. But if you look at those guys, that, you know, Liriano, Burnett, Locke, Garrett Cool. I think it was a rookie, wasn't he, that year?
Yeah, 13.
Charlie Morton. You know, I mean, obviously that's a pretty good rotation. But, and Wandy Rodriguez was on that team. I forgot all about him. But I'm just saying, like I said, I think sometimes that people get so caught up in our guy, our guy, our guy. It's like, well, you need to have an entire team. And now you're probably not going to sign Rowdy Tellez again next year because they don't do that, right? They bring these rental guys in for 1 year.
Yeah, and that'll be it.
And that'll be it.
We'll end up trying to put Henry Davis or Andy Rodriguez at first base.
Yeah, which wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. So
which one?
Well, Henry Davis, I mean, how many positions are they going to try him at before they realize he's probably just not a good defensive player? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to me, the thing about Andrew McCutchen is he still does get on base.
And he still has pop.
And he still has a little 12 home runs. But my question is, are you gonna continue to run him out there next year?
I would think so. But it also blocks Henry Davis from being the designated hitter.
I just say, like, that's a problem to me.
Double-edged sword.
You know? Sun Chevy, it's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 and rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 91 today with sunny skies. I think I hit everything that hour, so we can roll. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.